In the arid American West, water resources tend to determine where animals and plants can thrive. And while many species need lots of water, others are fine, even in the driest desert. BirdNotes' Michael Stein tells a tale of two Phoebes.
In the American West, there are two species of Phoebe that share the same expanse of country. They're both flycatchers, but they rarely compete for food because they've evolved to occupy different habitats. The Say's Phoebe's voice echoes off the rocks of almost any dry canyon west of the Rockies. A small brown flycatcher with an orange belly, the Say's Phoebe is named for Thomas Say, an early 19th century explorer and naturalist. It prefers dry, open habitats ranging from tundra to desert, usually well away from trees or water. It's just as happy nesting among stone carvings in an Aztec ruin in central Mexico as it is on a cliff face north of the Arctic Circle. No other North American flycatcher ranges nearly so far north. The Black Phoebe is a close cousin to the Say's, but it's nearly always hunting by a body of water. You'll find it alongside creeks, reservoirs, or even the tiniest pond in a backyard or garden. Their voices set them apart, too. The brisk phrases of the Black Phoebe's song, standing in a sharp contrast to the plaintive refrain of the Say's Phoebe, with which it shares the American West. I'm Michael Stein.
For photos, flit on over to our website, loe.org.